Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Saquon King, a.k.a. D. King, a.k.a. Mr. Blood Certified. And we will be invading your speakers live every Monday at 8 p.m. with music and interviews from some of the hottest urban Christian artists of today here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Stay tuned. Yo, what's up? What's up, guys? This is your host, Daquan King, and you are listening to the Revive Radio Show. Ha. Never had it so good. Media Network. Sorry, the music going crazy. Listen, man, this year is going by pretty quickly, isn't it? I mean, it's already March. I know we say that every year, it seems like that, but I just want to really encourage you, don't let the year get past you, you know, on every moment, every day. Make sure that you glorify God every chance that you get. Let's get into this prayer thing, man. We're going to talk about love that restores tonight. But before we get into it, we're just going to lift up our Heavenly Father. So, God, I magnify you. I thank you for all that you are. I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. I thank you for this show tonight, God. I thank you for every person that's listening. I pray, Father, that they don't hear me tonight, but they hear you. So, God, I surrender myself into your hands, my voice, my thoughts, my character, my personality, everything that makes me who I am or who I think I am. And I pray, Father, that you use me, Father, to carry out your plan in this earth, God, not my own. So, God, as I surrender, Father, as I decrease, I pray that you increase. And I pray, Father, that you touch many lives, change many hearts, restore marriages, homes. I pray, Father, that this sick be healed, that those who are stressed find peace, those who are hurting find healing in you. God, illuminate your word tonight. Cause me, Father, to be used by you in every way possible. I just thank you, Father, for this opportunity, this hour, and I pray, God, that you do have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. So, guys, you know, definitely got to lift up my good thing, my sweetheart, no, girl, I love you. Just want to let you know you really do mean the world to me, and probably part of the reason why this year seems like it's going by so quickly is because they say time flies when you're having fun, and I've really been having fun with you, and I hope to continue to have fun with you. I look forward to many years, many lives being changed by what God does through us, and I couldn't imagine a life without you. So I'm so grateful for you and for all that you bring to my life. You really are the superlative. You really are. And there's no equal, there's definitely no match, and there's no substitute for my baby. I love you, girl. So guys, listen, man, it's March 7th, year is definitely moving, and pretty soon we're going to turn around and it's going to be June and then July and then December. It just seems to happen that way. So I want to really encourage you to not get so busy with everything that goes on in life that you don't take out time to really give God what's due to him. It's so easy for us to get on autopilot. And for the days become weeks, and weeks become months, and months become years. And we look back and we can't really put a finger on what we did for God, you know. And truth is, only what you do for God will last. So I really want to encourage you to make time for Holy Spirit, make time to read your word, make time to pray, make time to give of yourself to him. And see what he does with it, you know. The word of God does tell us to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, not Facebook or our jobs or even relationships. You know, though my relationship is first in my life, it's also second in my life because is second to Christ, but it's first to anything else, you know. So even ministry itself, church, this radio show, music, everything that I do in ministry, my men's group, all of those things come second to my wife in my marriage. But then my marriage has to come second to God, because without him, I wouldn't have a marriage, you know. So I just want to encourage you guys to make sure that you're putting things in the proper place, that you're prioritizing properly, and that God is truly getting the glory out of your life and out of the things that you do for him. Tonight, we're going to talk about a love that restores. And I had so many different points and topics and things I want to talk about tonight, but I feel like God is leading me in a different direction. So some of this is going to be some stuff that he kind of just gave me, and then some of it is going to be stuff I've been already praying on and studying on for tonight. And I want to talk about Peter. I'm just going to kind of go down the timeline of Peter and just how God loved Peter. And, you know, we know that John, Jesus, same synonyms. But, you know, John was the disciple who he loved. But, man, I'm telling you, Peter was a very close second. You know, we know that God has no respect of persons. But as we go through this tonight, hopefully you'll be able to identify yourself with some of the things that Peter's done, some of his actions and mistakes, and how he loved Jesus and how Jesus loved him. But, you know, before we get into everything tonight, we're going to get into some music, because, you know, I like music. I'm a music person. This is a radio show, and though I don't have to play music, I choose to, because I choose to play music. So I'm going to go back some old school stuff for you guys, man. This is my man, Mantra Derek. This is one of my bridge songs that kind of got me over when I first started giving my life to Christ. It was Montreal, and I know, like, out of all the people, hey, but you never know who it is that, you know, is going to be that person that gets somebody over and helps them to fall in love with God. So it was Montreal there, and then it was Fred Hammond. Man, I love me some Fred Hammond. You know what? I might have to start highlighting some of his music as well. So, yeah, matter of fact, next one, we're going to play some Fred Hammond for you people. Let's get into it, man.
What's up, y'all? Bam! You know what?
Love,
me from this world of confusion. And all the love's done to get the job done. But I'm about to let you know so you can get some. Stone cold, I'm sitting back like that, Baba. So put them mother lungs down, cause the search is done. And you don't have to be confused with illusion. So if you need some mother love, you can get the job done. Get you some of this here, son.
Try to pray, it's almost like a fight for faith, but then I lose sight of grace, so I just pray for bright days. Last night I couldn't sleep, cause I was in my feelings, wide awake staring at the ceiling, except God's front deep down inside I'm reeling, trying to hold it in, but then the tears hit me. If it's a test that wants to redone, you set within you, I find rest, but I don't sleep none. Steady trying to get my vision right, but I don't see none. My eyes dropping, trying to see the light, but I don't blink, son. I'm just a man saying, Father, here I am. I don't always understand, I just pray it's in your plans. I'm waiting through the dark, trying to hold onto your hand, or your word, I'm gonna stand, follow your footprints in the sand.
Make a way for me. I don't want to live the days I'm without you. Not again. Somebody pray for me. I no longer feel the way I felt about you. I'm so ashamed.
You gave me one chance, two chance, three chance, four, five chance, six chance, seven chance more. Now I'm all alone cause I refuse to return. Instead I'd rather waddle in shame. I wish I could fast forward through the hurt and the pain. Make a way for me. I thought it would be better if we parted belatedly. All I've been wanting is to hear you say to me, I still love you, Troy. My grace isn't make-believe. How could you love a person like me? I went from talking to you every day to is God real? I don't know, he might be. That's shiesty. You the reason I'm living. The least I can do is admit that it's you who gave me life. Sheesh, can somebody turn on the lights, please? Trying to see my way out, but it's dark, so I'm blind without you beside me. I'm trying to find peace. Truth is, I'm in dire need of the sun. I gotta get back, my soul's crying,
make
please.
Make a way for me, please. I don't want to live the days I'm without you. Not again,
not again.
Somebody pray for me. I no longer feel the way I felt about you. I'm so ashamed. Make a way for me. I don't want to live the days I'm without you. Not again. Somebody pray for me. I no longer feel the way I felt about you. I'm so ashamed.
Yo, make a way for me. Yeah. Cause I no longer feel the way I felt about you. Yeah, you know, I know I can't sing, but since I always seem to have a microphone around me somehow, some way, you know, in at least the last 20 years of my life, I take advantage of every opportunity I get to sing. You know I can't sing, but I like to sing. So if I offended anybody just now by my singing, you know, you'll get over it. Life goes on. And I'm not going to apologize because, you know, that's just my personality. But anyways, let's get into this show tonight, man. Before I actually get into the kind of meat of this show tonight, I want to just encourage you guys to tune into my homegirl out west. Her name is Erica Michelle. She has a show coming up tonight at 9 o'clock, right after mine. And her show is called, her show is called Let's Talk Issues of the Heart. And tonight she has on a sister by the name of Marcia Sherman. So check her out, man. Google her show, see what she's doing. I believe that you know, she really has a heart for God, and you know, I think we should all be supporting each other, man. So check my sister out, And, you know, let me know, man. Let me know what you think of her show. Let her know what you think of her show. Call in. Give her a call. Her show comes on at 9 o'clock. She's on the West Coast. But it's, her number is 516-387-1944. You can call in and listen to her show, or you can actually call in and, you know, maybe have something to say if you got a question or whatever. You like what she's talking about. Give us some love. Show us some love, please. Also, man, about this show, y'all can always call in. The number is 657-383-0309. You know, if I get a chance to click over and talk to you, I will. If I'm in the middle of talking about what I'm talking about, that may not happen because, you know, I can get off on a tangent sometimes. But for the most part, man, you know, we want to really encourage you guys to call in and, you know, give us some feedback, tell us what you think, and, you know, add to the show. So, again, the number to this show is 657-383-0309. I want to give a shout-out to Princess Cooper, John Robinson. Give another big shout-out to my wife. She really is an awesome woman. I got my men's group coming up tomorrow, man, so I'm really looking forward to that. We got a bunch of brothers coming through to it. And some of the topics that we're going to be talking about tomorrow is sparring versus fighting. You know, we always think that we're supposed to fight in marriage. You know, I was even looking at a marriage conference, and it was really good, but the man said in the marriage conference, he talked about how him and his fiance, they were fighting all the time, and he went to his mentor, and his mentor said, you know, you're going to always fight. You're going to, you know, no matter who you marry, you're going to be in a fight. You're going to have a fight. So the question is, you know, do you want to fight with this person for the rest of your life, or do you want to fight with somebody else for the rest of their life? You know, question is, who do you want to fight with? Because, I mean, and that is true. You're going to always have some level of conflict in marriage, no matter what, no matter how compatible you think you are. But I want to take that a step further. I thought it was a good message. I thought what he was saying was awesome. But I really want to take that a step further with
the pain won't go on.